Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we are going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith which has been transmitted from the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. This hadith is about exaggerating when you pay respect to somebody, and also desiring the veneration of and respect of other people. This is something that, you know, is more of a problem in Eastern countries than Western countries. We don't really have this problem in, you know, Western countries. But in Eastern countries, you know, it's a custom that, you know, when you want to show respect to somebody, they act in a certain way. Like, for example, if somebody enters a room and they want to show respect to that person, people who are already sitting in the room, they will stand up. They want to show more respect to him. They'll give him a place at the beginning of the gathering. They might put their hands on their heart. You know, there's levels. Even there's levels of the way in which we show veneration to people amongst Easterners, right? So a lot of times, certain people, they like to be venerated. They like to be respected by others, you know. And this is a kind of a disease, an ethical malady that, you know, we should, if somebody has in his heart, he should try to eliminate it. By way of example, in one beautiful hadith, the Holy Prophet says, whoever likes people to stand up for him should take a seat for himself in the fire. Or whoever desires that people respect him by standing up for him when he enters a gathering, he should be prepared to, you know, take a seat in the fire. And, you know, and this is allusion to this great malady. Not only is expecting this from people something bad, but also from one point of view, showing people, you know, overly respecting people, you know, in an ostentatious way, is something wrong. In the very famous book of Hadith, Biharul Anwar, it's been narrated from Abu Dharr, the famous companion of the Holy Prophet, that he said, I saw Salman and Bilal, two of the, you know, close companions of the Prophet, approaching the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Salman, he threw himself at the Prophet's feet, kissing them, you know, out of veneration. So the Prophet stopped him from doing that and said to him, of course, we don't want to say that, this companion of the Prophet, Salman, was hypocritically doing this and he didn't respect the Prophet. He was doing it out of love. But the Prophet, he stopped him from doing so. He said, O Salman, do not do unto me as the foreigners do with their kings. I am a servant from among the servants of Allah, ana abdun min abidillah, eating what a servant eats. I eat what a servant eats. I eat like a servant and sitting how a servant sits. If the Prophet was prohibiting his companions from showing such respect to him, then, you know, for all the more reason, we shouldn't, you know, overly and ostentatiously, display, perform displays of respect and veneration to other people who really don't deserve it. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at veneration and ostentatiously showing respect to other people in the words of the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali